If a friend or a foe, only someone that you know, disappears from the soil of this field, then only then will you know that a version of yourself will fade away and never reappear. So if they're close, hold on to the ones you trust, 'cause this world can cut the roots of your love. Give the goods to yourself, 'cause you know you've been through hell. What's left of visions called for show and tell. Whatever it is, whatever you say, will it hurt to reach out here to make amends? Running out of time for a godsend.
Rakai's friend or foe from his highly anticipated new album, The Loop, which is set for a May 10th release. It's being said that it represents a departure from his DIY sound. While featuring more bold orchestral arrangements and an Odyssean-style narrative, it's sure to impress even the most discerning listener. Be on the lookout for more great things from this talented singer-songwriter. I'm Brett Mabee. Allow me this opportunity as I sign into the mainstream studio to wish you a good day. Nyawe skenika gwego, I'm thankful you're well. I hope there are good minds everywhere. And of course, music is a great way to keep those good minds going, right? So as we get into this listening together, we'll be taking two trips back in music history for May 9th. In the first half, we're going to celebrate drummer Charlie Drayton's birthday. Born May 9th, 1965, he's perhaps best known as the drummer for the Australian band Divinyls. Stick around for one of their classics and a few more details. Later on, we're going to go back to May 9th, 1970 with the Guess Who, An American Woman. Also, new tracks to get into the rotation, including one from an Anishinaabe artist from Northern Ontario. Stick around for an exciting new 2024 single. In this block, we'll be hearing one from Natasha Fisher and this one from Judith Hill. Her latest album's called Letters from a Black Widow, and to provide a little bit of context, she collaborated with not only Michael Jackson, but Prince shortly before they both passed. Fans gave her some undeserved hatred and gave her the maligned label Black Widow. She took all of that and put it into an excellent album, and for your consideration and approval, it's My Whole Life is in the Wrong Keys. We get back into this hour of listening, turn it up and sing along with these great tracks today on the Mainstream.
Chayu la kungu una following the tracks, where do they lead me? Going straight to bright lights, just admiring the scenery. I'm on one. I'm on one. I'm in the fast lane, I'm always speeding. Leave you in the dust, cause I ain't needy. I got focus going on. Something like a movie, casting into what I never think before they do. And I'm on one, I'm on one, yeah. You can dare me, heights don't scare me. The view is way better from up here. I'm so high.
Natasha Fischer's The View, a single released last year, and a great way to bring that block to an end today on the mainstream. We also heard one from Alaskan Inuit soul band Bum Yoa, and we kicked off that block with Judith Hill's My Whole Life Is in the Wrong Key from her latest album, Letters from a Black Widow. I'm Brett Mabey, and if you're just now joining our listening, allow me this opportunity to remind you to stream from mainstreamradio.net. Bookmark the page for quick and easy access. I do keep the full searchable podcast up to date every Monday through Friday. I'll have other details as to yet more ways that you can tune into the mainstream. But in the meantime, we're going to wind down this set with an On This Date in Music History for May 9th. And it's a birthday. As I was mentioning in the opener, we're going to say happy birthday at this time to American multi-instrumentalist Charlie Drayton. Primarily known as a drummer, he's worked with the likes of Keith Richards, the Rolling Stones, Paul Simon, Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, Chaka Khan, Bob Dylan, Iggy Pop, and Courtney Love. Drayton also played with Australian rock band The Vinyls from 1991 to 2008. In fact, he married The Vinyls frontwoman Chrissy Amphlett, who sadly passed away April 21st, 2013, after a long battle with breast cancer. In January 2018, Australian network Triple M ranked the song you're about to hear at number 60 in its list of the, quote, most Australian songs of all time. In 2023, Billboard magazine ranked it among the 500 best pop songs of all time. As we get back into this set, it's the Vinyls going back to 1992 from the band's self-titled. It's I Touch Myself. For your listening pleasure and approval. Interesting combination to say right there today on the mainstream.
I'm not afraid to Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
Supporting my big ideas. Thanks for crushing the spiders. No mercy. Thanks for fixing up our home. Thanks for telling me I'm smart and believing. I can't do it on my own.
looking for, but I knew when I found you. I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you. Thanks for being honest. Thanks for being my friend. Thanks for loving me after I said no one can. Thanks for teaching me it's okay to be wrong and admit when you are. Thanks from my nephew. He says he loves you and he's doing good in school. I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you. I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you.